Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I hope you're well, and here we are today talking about, are you magnetic? Well, the answer to that question is very, very obvious. Of course you are. You're magnificent, magnetic, magical, miraculous. That's a given. And now let's move to the next piece of this question. But can you control that magnetic nature of you? Energy goes in all directions. It comes out of you in all sorts of ways, in emotions, in feelings, in movements, in thoughts, in behavior. It comes out of you in worries, anxiety, stresses, sleeplessness, sport, fatigue, whatever you want to call it, it comes out. So the question about magnetism is, can you pull it all together and get it into a target? So there are four aspects of magnetism. Build your energy, store your energy, stop the loss of it, and direct it. And today, just for today, we're going to talk about directing your energy. And the three A's of directing your energy are ambition, attitude, and apathy. Let's go through them. Ambition. You've got to choose your target, as we said earlier. The more emotion you have, the more energy you waste. And so ambition means to have a target. Now, we understand there are seven areas of life, and so there are seven opportunities to have seven ambitions with seven areas of life, with seven levels of life, and end up with 49 thoughts about what you're going to do tomorrow. Now, this is not the way ambition is built. Ambition is built on one single focal point and all the rest aligning to it. You align your work, your family, your health, your mental, financial, and social to your ambition. Do you know what that is? Is it clear for you? Really important. If you want to be magnetic to other people, really important to get enthusiastic, inspired, get motivated, get committed to that ambition. Let's keep talking about this. The second part is your attitude. Let's talk about it. You learn from your mistakes, so your attitude is going to be bulletproof. This is the most important part about life. If you have a good, strong ambition, you need a strong attitude to follow it up. And an attitude is a compartmentalization of your thoughts process. So you could have your attitude when you communicate your attitude to others, generosity, kindness, compassion, and thankfulness, you can put it through that filter. Or you can put it through gratitude, presence, certainty, and love as you communicate your gratitude, your attitude. You can have gratitude, inspired, visionary enthusiasm, which adds up to the acronym GIVE. You can have balanced, centered, calm, alive. You can have visionary, inspired, on purpose, turning up. You need just four things that you say, if I do those four things, my attitude is on target. And if I'm not doing those four things, my attitude is going to waste my energy. It's going to sabotage my ambition. It's going to get me distracted. It's going to make me fail. So choose your attitude, stick to it, make it bulletproof. A bulletproof attitude is like evolving a business partnership, strategy, structure, culture. And so you develop a model in which you look at things through a looking glass. Strategy, structure, culture is a model, a looking glass through which we look at business when we're talking about business development. But when we're talking about personal development, we talk about an attitude. And we can say an attitude of any four of the elements of life that are high thinking, high thoughts. The third one is selective apathy. Now, apathy is a word people are so afraid of, because if you generically said to everybody at work, I want you all to be apathetic, then you're going to get apathy generically spread across all the pieces of bread. What we want to do is cut off a corner of the bread and put apathy on it. We want to compartmentalize apathy. And the reason for this is as follows. Firstly, if you learn Zen, you learn about apathy. You learn to not care. You learn to let things go. You learn to release. You learn to not be fluffled by things, not be ruffled by things, not be reactive to things. They happen around you, you let it go, even pain. The second part about apathy is getting smart. Now, motivation stimulates you. Anger or all emotion, work-life balance and things stimulate you. But that causes you to burn out. When you get inspiration and love and isolation, recuperation and what have you, you start to become more apathetic to the things that are motivating you or stimulating, and apathetic towards the emotions like anger. Anything makes you angry, you let it go. And this is a really important part of the process of becoming magnetic. Letting go of the things you can't change, letting go of the things you can't influence, and letting go of the things that don't affect your ambition. So, the next one is to choose your expenses. Now, if the person on the rope here, on this diagram, starts celebrating like the person at the top, like trying to emulate somebody, trying to copy somebody, trying to do that, they're going to fall. And so choose the cost you're willing to pay and pay them. Choose your expenses. It's not financial. It's emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, relationship, health. It's all of the expenses. Choose the expenses that you're willing to surrender, to sacrifice for your ambition, and pay them gladly, gladly. If you're tired because you've trained hard because you want to be in the Olympic, be glad about it. If you're exhausted at night because you're building a business, be glad about it. Be thankful. Say, wow, I'm willing to pay this price because my ambition is to build a business. And if it's some person in your life gets grumpy about you doing something that you really want to do, you say, that's the price I'm willing to pay to build the thing I'm ambitious to build. And this is very important stuff. The most important thing in the ambivalence cycle is not to be distracted. Ambivalence and apathy are the way that we stay on track. Now, it's a step at a time towards your success. You probably hardly feel it sometimes that you're moving in the right direction. But let's be sure, if you're being coached, if you're working on yourself, if you're doing your personal development, you are moving in the right direction, one step at a time. And the question is, how distracted are you willing to be? And this is why apathy is really important. What are you going to be apathetic about that could distract you? And therefore you say, it is what it is, I'm not going to be distracted. This is a very important part of